bring in the father of five-star linebacker Rashawn Evans, Mr. Allen Evans. Mr. Evans, how you doing this?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us. I know that it's been a quite a process, but, you know, you can play a little ball yourself, so you've been through it before, hadn't you?
Yeah, I came out of Enterprise High School back in 1982, you know, back in the day when Enterprise Wildcats were a powerhouse back then.
Allen, hey, Andrew Bone here. You know, we've gone through this this process for a while now. It seems like I remember when you were calling me back when Rashawn was just a sophomore in high school and things were starting to get going for him. You know, over the last 2 years, obviously it's grown pretty crazy, pretty hectic. What's been the biggest difference for you in the last 2 years?
Well, I think I've watched him matured a lot. You know, he's gotten stronger, he's gotten faster, he's starting to understand the game. It's not just about his athleticism now. He's starting to get smarter and learn how to, you know, play with his hands and just overall improvement of his game. You know, he's done a real good job of improving and working hard and all season, learning how to build his body up in the off season and get in shape and all of that. Just all around, he's become a more mature player.
Visiting with father of five-star linebacker Rashawn Evans, Allen Evans. You mentioned how he's gotten to be a smarter player. Talk about when he was a younger kid. You know, I guarantee he didn't just all of a sudden become a great athlete. What was Rashawn like when he was growing up as a younger kid?
Well, he was, you know, like any kid, you know, he was rambunctious, always wanted to try new things. I started him off playing Little League football when he was in the first grade, and I always played him up against guys who were kids who were two or three grades ahead of him. He would always get beat up and banged up, but I wanted him to learn how to get tougher and play against guys who were a lot bigger and stronger and faster than him. So when he moved up to like third or fourth grade, he was playing against fifth graders. So, and that, I think that had a lot to do with his, you know, toughness and being aggressive, because he was used to going against guys who was always bigger than him.
Just when you're watching him play, kind of sit back in amazement and be like, man, I made that. That's my boy right there.
Yeah, kind of like it. Well, I tell you what, I baptized him in the fire. when you get baptized in the fire, hey, you come out a warrior.
Allen Evans, father of five-star linebacker Rashawn Evans, who finished up as the number one linebacker in the Rivals.com national rankings. Allen, the recruiting process, it can take a toll on just about anybody. Heck, it takes a toll on me, and all I'm doing is calling and interviewing the guys and visiting with them. But, you know, how have you guys kind of approached the whole recruiting process? And just kind of, you know, tell us what's it like, you know, as parents, just kind of sitting back watching these guys like Coach Malzahn, Coach Nick Saban, Coach Jim Mora come to the house to recruit your son.
Well, I tell you, it's a very exciting time. You know, it's something that, you know, Rashawn has, you know, worked hard for. He dreamed about it. You know, I told him about it when he was a little kid, and he didn't really believe that it was going to happen. But I told him that, you know, if he would continue on the path that he was on, that all of these big-time coaches were going to come down here and come to his house and see him just like they did me. And, you know, to have coaches like Nick Saban and Jim Mora to come down, and of course Gus Malzahn, is, you know, it doesn't get any bigger than that in college football. But I tell you, it's very exciting, and we had, you know, the rest of the family, they're very excited about it. You know, it's just our dream to come true for all of us to see Rashawn's hard work come to fruition.
Now, I talk to a lot of parents, and they always tell me that they have, you know, certain guidelines that they kind of follow during the recruiting process, certain things that they write down that they're looking at in schools. Did y'all do that early on, or have y'all started to do that, try to break down, you know, what he's looking for in a school?
Yeah. And a lot of it was, you know, just off of just, you know, pure feeling of, you know, feeling the schools out and, you know, feeling the coaches out and, you know, just going there physically, you know, looking at a school and try to get a good feel for what you're looking at. You know, we've been to a lot of places, you know, over the last few months or so, and had an opportunity to really, you know, just to narrow it down to three schools that we really felt would probably be a perfect fit for Rashawn.
Visiting with Allen Evans, father of five-star linebacker Rashawn Evans. You know, we're getting down to crunch time, Allen. It's you know, about 10 days before National Signing Day, and you know, we talked earlier today, and you said that you know it's getting tough. And you know, how tough is this going to be on the family? I guess over the next 10 days.
Well, I tell you, you know, just about everywhere we go, people are asking, you know, is Rashawn going to Auburn? You know. His coaches, his teachers, you know, his student body, his classmates, everybody pushing him toward Auburn, you know. And everywhere I go, people are, you know, asking me, you know, why isn't Rashawn committing to Auburn? When is he going to commit to Auburn? You know, it's just an ongoing thing, you know, with the pressure that's building up on this, you know, announcement that he's about to make next Wednesday. And there's just a lot of pressure on us, and what we're trying to do is deal with the best we can, and hopefully Rashawn can settle down this week and really think about exactly which school he's going to choose on Wednesday and try to make a good concrete decision.
Dad, you've had some awfully big names come through the living room and sitting at the dinner table here over the last week to 10 days, and I want to ask you, Who did you get a kick out of that in the in-home visit? Was there a coach that maybe you portrayed one way and he came in and you know had a sense of humor or somebody that you really enjoyed the in-home visit with?
Well, I had a good conversation with Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. We always, you know, we always have fun when we get together. You know, a lot of people think Nick Saban is just all X's and O's, but he does like to have fun. And, you know, we had an opportunity to sit down and sit at the dinner table in my house, and my wife cooked him some fried pork chops and some collard greens. And boy, I tell you, Nick Saban cleaned his whole plate. He didn't leave not one crumb on the plate. So. We were laughing and joking about that. And of course, Kirby piled his plate up full of food. And he went back for seconds. And I tell you, they really enjoyed my wife's cooking.
I'm sure Barron and I would enjoy your wife's cooking as well. So,
yes, trust me, I've seen Andrew eat. He don't take him long.
We're waiting on that invite down there. So, so let me ask you something. This weekend, I know that UCLA is coming in on Thursday night.
Right.
Some big visits coming in on Saturday with Gus Malzahn, Kirby right. Smart. Who's going to get that final visit?
It's probably going to be Gus. You know, Gus has said that he wanted to have the final visit with Rashawn. You know, I guess because of home field advantage, I guess. but he wants the final visit to be able to. Try and, you know, persuade Rashawn to, you know, to come to Auburn. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Gus Malzahn. I feel like he's got the program headed back in the right direction. You know, I have nothing but, you know, high praise for Gus and his staff and everything that they have done, you know, so far. And I really do feel like, if Rashawn were to, you know, choose Auburn, I feel like it would be a great place for him to go, and I think he could, you know, help them continue on their winning tradition and possibly, you know, another run in the national championship.
I know that Rashawn's got a big decision coming up, and as of right now, he plans on announcing his college commitment at Auburn High School next Wednesday at 10 a.m. on ESPNU.
There'll be a couple people watching that, I believe.
I'm sure a few people will be tuning into that one. In your opinion, do you feel like Rashawn has a feeling where he wants to go, or does do you think that that feeling is going to come later on?
Well, you know, this week, you know, I just told him that, you know, we need to sit down, and that's what we've been doing every night, is sitting down at the dinner table, debating on which team, which defense, which system best fits him the most. And that's what it's going to boil down to, is, you know, what system, you know, will help him be the most successful. You know, all of these schools have great academics. They have great facilities. You know, all of them have great coaches or whatever. But it's the system that, you know, we're really trying to figure out what is best for him and how he could be, you know, successful and have an opportunity to develop it, and possibly have an opportunity to go to the NFL. What system will best develop him for the NFL?
Well, Allen Evans, father of five-star linebacker Rashawn Evans. Allen, it's been a pleasure getting to follow Rashawn's recruitment over the last few years, and I'm glad I was one of the first ones to really get to know y'all well, and you know, really look forward to watching how this unfolds in the next week. And you know, best of luck with the decision, and thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Barron and Bone Show.
All right, man, I appreciate it. Good luck to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Father of number one linebacker in the country, Allen Evans, father to Rashawn Evans.